It's round four of the North Carolina High School Association playoffs. We got a couple of games to discuss. We also talk about some games that were already settled. With that being said, round four, they're getting closer and closer to these state championships. Here we go. You know what time it is. Raw mind, raw thoughts. Hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete some without even trying. You want a championship, you gotta grind. When them bright lights shine, and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why, who got fine? Prime. Time. Got the game statistics. I could say if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You want to be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
Welcome to another edition of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. You already know what time it is. Raw Thoughts are on the way. Raw Thoughts are on the way. And we got round four of the North Carolina High School Association playoffs. And it was some good games. And we're going to tap into those right here, right now. And with that being said, shout out to the sponsor. Brought to you by Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Use the promo code Raw Mind. Use promo code Raw Mind. And get a 15% discount on all products from skin conditioner to bar soap, to great body wash, handmade, homegrown from my home. By the way, she's a doctor, so we can say the doctor, Monica Ritz, with her own brand, Essential Collections. Definitely stuff that I wear all the time. That's all I put on there. So I can tell you from my own mouth that it's really good stuff. Really good stuff, really great stuff that I put on my kids, put on myself. My wife does it too. She puts it on herself too, a whole lot of her products. So she has won us over, and I hope she wins you guys over too. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start with round three of the playoffs. And we're going to start that with the summary. As you can see, people, here we go. North Pitt girls defeat Nash Central girls. At the beginning of the game, it was a close game. But then you got that dynamic duo and Jordan Speller and Zamaria Jones do what they do. They find a way to get you where they need to get you to. And that's right now they're getting closer and closer to the championship because they know how to play the long game and still wear you out and still keep the same consistent momentum and the motor running. And as Coach Pittman said to him the other day, he said, respect all, fear none. And that's how they are playing right now. Respect all, fear none. They're playing just like that. And North Pitt will play against a familiar foe in Wes Craven, which they didn't play already this season. And they beat him pretty much twice. And they're coming in North Pitt. You know, it's easy to say, you know, North Pitt is going to win this game, which I do. I feel like North Pitt is going to win myself, Raw Thoughts. But at the same time, you know, you're playing the team three times, you know, the getting gets tough, the tough gets going. But respect all, fear none is the motto. They in Panther country. They got some really good twins there, Wes Craven, that I haven't had a chance to see visually, but I've heard a lot of great things about them myself. And that's going to be something that I'm definitely in tune with. Hopefully, Raw Thoughts are not graduating right now, because I make it my duty to make sure I get down to Wes Craven or make sure I make my way to see him. But this game, you know, is going to determine who gets to go play in the regionals and the regional finals, and that will determine the state championship. And slot that's on the plate for this game. But North Pitt girls, like I said in a previous episode, this is the farewell tour for Zamaria Jones, but it's gonna end in a good way for me, because I'm thinking North Pitt's gonna win the state championship. But it's gonna be the passing of the throne to Jordan Speller to take over. Right now, Jordan can play in a significant role, playing with her girls, having fun, playing with Zamaria. She's known Zamaria for a long time. But then, you know, next year, you know, Jordan's going to make sure she's going to add more gold. Like I said in the previous episode, they're bringing gold this year. They're going to try to add more and more gold. They ain't stopping there. They want to keep going. So they have a chance to do something very significant in North Pitt. And right now, they can possibly create a nice dynasty to bring in more championships year after year. Jordan Speller will be a person that you're definitely going to keep your eyes on if you don't have your eyes on. But I think everybody else in the country already had their eyes on them. So, Raw Thoughts, I think you should have your eyes on them. So, we already know how good she is. But North Pitt will be playing against Wes Craven in the fourth round, Panther country down in Bethel. Next up is the Wilson Prep Tigers. Wilson Prep Tigers defeats North Duplin 92-47, and they face South Wake Academy in the fourth round. They coming into their den, the Tigers' den, is what I want to say. And that's an environment, people. I said it in the last episode. I'm saying it again. That's an environment. Wilson Prep has been dominating the entire playoffs, been dominated a lot this season. But every game that they lost has prepared them for now. It's prepared them for now. And I'm telling you now, this Wilson Prep team, coached by Lil Ack, you know, their energy, Benjamin Ferguson, and all these assassins behind the arc, everybody around that can shoot the rock, man. You know, then they got Big Dave down low. South Wake better get ready, because that's an environment you better be ready for. Kind of got that Cameron Indoor style. I look to see Wilson Prep dominate, get back to the state. Seeing Wilson Prep get back to the state championship, just like I'm definitely going to see North Pitt get back to the state championship. And that's my raw thoughts on that. Wilson Prep probably going to raw thoughts dominate South Wake Academy. That's just my raw thoughts. Nobody else's. Just my raw thoughts. And now we go to the state championship. Not state championship. Another third round game. The former Central Jazz defeat Southwest Onslow 98-68, and it was in dominating fashion. Like I told you, this former Central team is extremely scrappy all over the floor. Like I said, a lot of people talk about their offense, but they are scrappy on defense. They get after it, and this is what they do. They impose their will on defense to put you in spots where you're going to have to find your way quickly back into the game, because you could quietly be down by 20 points just like that with former Central. And they dominated, and as usual, led by MJ Williams and Tyler Whitehurst and Chris Hotlight Rose. You know, those guys can shoot the rock, you know, with Moy. And, I mean, you know, Coach Williford got these guys rolling. This is that time of year. I mean, it's just like in Tarver football. Everybody talks about Tarver football going deep in the playoffs. Farmer Central is doing that every single year in basketball, going far in the playoffs. They expect nothing less but a championship each and every year. Coach Williford has said it. Those players on that team have said it to me. They look for nothing but a championship. And I'm definitely thinking they're ready to get their lick back in their rematch against Reedsville, who has a really solid team over there in the West. And I'm telling you now, they are really good. And I think what more of a state championship that we want to see is two teams that we know are going to go at it neck and neck and going to give each other their punches, their hits, and see who's going to come out victorious. That's my raw thoughts on that. So with that being said, the game, like the other night, I went to Westover, and I forgot to put this up here. I went to Westover, and I saw Northern Ash, you know, and why I'm over here talking about that, you know, Westover, I'm going to take this down because I don't want to have that up there. All right, Westover played against Northern Ash, and let me tell you, man, that game was completely different from January 13th. Yes, it was in Westover. I was remember talking to my guy, shout out to my guy, Melo Arrington. We was talking, you know, text message talking, whatever, about the game. And I was just, you know, letting them know, like, they're going to Westover. How good can they play? How good can Northern be? And raw thoughts for me, I haven't seen Northern play all season in basketball. That was my first time watching them play this season. So I said, maybe I'd go. I know I was supposed to have been going to Westover a few times, but I had to go to other games. So that was my first time seeing Westover too. But I just been seeing the highlights and looking at the numbers and the stats, doing my research. Like, this is a pretty good team. But let me tell you, man, that was like a really, really, really good game. Out of all the third round playoffs games, listen to people talk about the games they went to, that was probably the best game probably in the area or in Eastern North Carolina as in 3A state playoffs. It came down to the wire. When I say the wire, I mean, my guy on the phone with me telling me that, you know, they really can't shoot. He said they better find a jump shot somewhere. He was talking about Westover in a joking way. You know, but he was telling the truth, raw thoughts. His joke, but it was, you know, sometimes jokes can tell truths, raw thoughts. So he tells me that they had to find a way to shoot. He said they are long, they're tall, they're scrappy, they're very good. The thing that they had a few shots, they hit a few shots, but most of their points came from off of their ability to get scrappy on defense. Like, Westover team is extremely long. They can get in passing lanes. And they can deflect a lot of passes, which can turn into easy baskets. So when he was telling me that, you know, they're going to be a lot better than they were then because they weren't as good as they were then, which he was telling the truth. So, yes, he was telling the truth they was good. Yes, he was telling the truth they were going to play better. Yes, he was telling the truth about, I think, the three-point shooting of Westover, which they didn't have to shoot a lot of three-pointers. So I analyzed all that stuff that he was saying, and it was telling me, and that's my guy. that's pretty much my label brother. So I agree to all of it, but you know, it's always a two side of the story. But I will say this, Northern Nash played really good. Northern Nash was hitting shots. They didn't back down. They wasn't afraid. When the second half came, the game turned around. It was kind of pretty much dominated by Northern Nash the second half. You know, King and Rosser and Freeman, they all hitting threes. They're finding ways to get shots outside of just going into the tier. So I guess they were looking at the length and the size, like, hey, we're going to have to shoot some shots out here to make them come out of their paint. And that's what happened. So they had a chance. They played with a lot of heart. Randall King played a lot of heart. He didn't back down. And he got a few layups in there. You know, I really thought that Northern Nash, Raw Thoughts, was about to win the game. I about to say it was about to be the biggest upset from it was going to be a complete turnaround from when they played them January 13th. They lost 81-56 to then going to get blown out like that to come back and win victoriously. Like, that says a lot. For me, I want to say the winner of this team is going to state championships, which we know now Westover is the winner of that game. But I tell you, man, the thing that he also said to me was that, I will say this, we're going to have to rebound. And within the crucial moments of that game, you know, Northern didn't rebound so well in crucial moments. I don't know if that was a coaching decision or what, but I ain't going to get into that raw mind, raw thoughts. But I know a lot of people had a lot of things to say. Of course, you know, as fans always do, win or lose, you always got something to say about the coach. You know, and I'm going to tell you now, raw thoughts, that's a tough job. Everybody can't do that. It's easy to talk about it in the stands and to see, but to do it yourself is differently. I'm not going to say every fan can't coach, because there probably is some fans in the stands they probably can coach, who probably can get down there and do some really good work. But I'm just saying, in general, like, you know, in the heat of the moment, who knows what those coaches think about and discuss or whatever. And I know everybody got their own thing they want to say about it and agree or disagree, and that's cool. You got that right. But we don't know until you get in that spot, into that hot seat, and see what you can do. But I can't say you can't do it either. I mean, you probably can do a great job coaching. Maybe you can, maybe you're not. But I'm just saying, coaching is not an easy task. And you definitely must know that, raw thoughts, before you get into those seats. But, you know, a few free throws was missed. You know, Westover got a few rebounds at the end of the game, which led to, I know somebody was trying to say, I can remember, they were saying something about, well, take the best, excuse me, raw mind, raw thoughts. They were saying something about King taking a bad shot or did something at the end that was crucial, and he felt like that was on him. But at the same time, he took up for it. He manned up about it. He took accountability about it. But in the end of the game, is what my guy told me. The reason why I'm telling you this story in the midst of why I'm talking about the game is that it was crazy how my guy Miller was explaining all this to me. And honestly, I thought that Northern out-rebounded them the entire game until them last few seconds or minutes of the game. And that's when Westover's rebounding played a huge part into their victory. And that's what happened. When you can rebound the ball, you can get multiple possessions. I don't care who you are. If you can get the rebound, I mean, it's logic. If you get 5 or 6 rebounds, the chances of you scoring on that possession, you're going to score, you know, majority of the time, because you're getting multiple opportunities to score. But if you can take away the rebounding and take away the extra possessions and the defense can get rebound, and that's, you know, that also helps them from not scoring. And in that term, in the simple logic of it, I just felt like that Westover rebounding in the big moments of the game, which helped them propel themselves to a victory. And it was a shot that was taken to hit the backboard, went in and out, and it was in it. They could have won the overtime, but that shot. And when I say this game was just that close, it was just that close. Like, this game was just that close. It came down to like the last few seconds of the game for to determine the winner. This game was never over, no matter who had the lead, whether it was Westover that had the lead, whether Northern Nash had the lead. It was right there, that close. Anyone could have won that game. And that's what I felt, you know, and I felt it. The gym felt it. It was a lot of people there. It was energy, but, you know, shout out to both teams, Northern and Westover. I feel like Westover's winning this game. They probably could get back to the state championship and win it all. You know, they're a very tall, long team, you know, and I think that they play actually very well in those passing lanes, and they get after it on defense. Tough break for Northern, because I really thought in the closing moments that Northern was going to win, but rebounding was key in the last few seconds, which propelled Westover to get the victory. But Westover plays Southern Durham this Friday in the fourth round, and they have a D1 player there as well with them. We'll see how that goes in that game. But Westover coach Stackhouse says, you survive and you win to play it again. Survive to win to play again. Those were his raw thoughts. All right. Now, the game I'm going to Friday. Get your popcorn ready, because Farmer Central in the Den has a date with Northwood. UNC commit Drake Powell coming to town. Drake Powell, I'm telling you now, people, he has been phenomenal. I think he just about leads in every category for Northwood. He averages 17.7 points per game. He averages almost 8 rebounds a game. He leads the team in assists. He leads the team in steals. He leads the team in blocks. He has a 42% three-point percentage from three. And the only thing he don't lead in is free throws, because he's second in free throws at 80% behind Fred Whitaker, who's at 86% at the free throw line. That's the only category, statistical category, he doesn't lead in. But this comes to me looking at this stat book. If I look at it, they always say, you know, everything on paper looks good. Let's see what happens in the game. But on paper, it looks like that's the one-man band. I'm not going to say it is the one-man band, but it looks like Drake Powell is the reason their Northwood Chargers are still in the playoffs and playing at a high level, because he can get everybody involved. He's the playmaker. He's the scorer. He makes sure everything runs according to plan. You know, and Drake Powell is going to UNC next season, and I'm excited to see him to come to the Den, because although he's going to UNC, if you know, you know. Farmville Central, it's always, no matter who, where you going, if you got to come to the Den, you better get it in. Because if you can't get it in, don't worry about playing to win, because you out of there. And that's what they do in Farmville Central. That's what they do in Farmville Central. They win in the Den. They win in the Den, and they have been proving it year after year after year. This is their time of the year, Farmer Central. And that place is probably going to be extremely loud, going to be packed, because of seeing this kid, Drake Powell, coming to Farmville, but as well as Farmville getting ready to try to horse another championship to get to Reedsville. But like they always say, it's that roadblock. And we're going to see if this could be a roadblock. It may not. But they still have to play this game. Honestly, I've been waiting for this game anyway. I really thought this game was going to be the one of the game before the state championship. But apparently, I had my numbers wrong, raw thoughts. I didn't know it was going to be this early. But I'm excited. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm ready to see who is going to win this game, because it's going to be packed in there, popcorn ready. But before I do that, let me tell you about Farmville. I just named everything about Drake Powell, but man, Farmville got some really good players here. Of course, I always talk about MJ Williams. MJ Williams averaging 16 points a game, you know, averaging. He also leads the team in assists. He leads the team in steals. Assists, 3 assists a game, and 1.6 steals a game as well. And then you got Tyler Whitehurst, who averages 15.4 points per game. Him and Chris Hotlight Rhodes are shooting 45% from three. And even though they may start or one may come off the bench, but majority of the time, they always don't. The train keeps moving, because you always have one or the other in the game. And they're shooting 45% from three. These guys can light up the scoreboard. Those two, Chris Hotlight Rhodes and Tyler Whitehurst. Then you got Hampton Evans averaging 12.8 points per game. I'm excited for this game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I do know this. Northwood Chargers coming into the Den, better get ready for some extremely tough defense. This is the game that you're going to see how well Farmer Central plays defense. If you ain't bought into the defense all season, which you should have, you're going to really be able to see how good Farmer Central is on defense. Not just their ability to score, but games like this is probably where they are ready and excited to get on the floor to play some defense against a caliber player like Drake Powell coming in to Farmville. You better get ready, because I'm ready. I'm going to be there, front row and center, ready to see how this going to go down. It's going to be a hot gym. I'll make sure I have my towel, my sweat rag, to keep my face wiped down because I know it's going to be hot and it's going to be an intense game. And every game getting to the state championship from here on out, which all of them are because you win and go home. But this one right here is definitely going to be a game that's going to be ready to see who gets to the state championship. And that's where we at right there. Man, man, man. But that's all I got for round four of the North Carolina High School Association playoffs. I'm excited for the games. You know, I feel like my picks already are in. You know, North Pitt going to dominate West Craven. Wilson Prep going to dominate South Wake Academy. Farmer Central, I still feel like it's going to beat Northwood. Although, I feel like Northwood has a really, really good player in Drake Powell. And Westover is going to beat Southern Durham. Those are my picks. That's all I got. You already heard it. Get ready to listen to this episode on all podcast players. Make sure you subscribe to all my content. And it's available on just about everything. I got a website, rawmindsports.com. It's on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Tune in. YouTube. You watch it on Facebook visually. You can watch it on Instagram, the snippets or whatever. The link is in the bio on Instagram. I'm everywhere pretty much, people. I can't wait. It's fourth round playoffs, and the tough gets going, and the going gets tough is what they say. But this is what we want. This is what we want to see. Good basketball at its finest. With that being said, Ryan Jones Sr., Raw Mind Thought, Raw Mind Sports, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.